When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right.
It's kind of funny. I was having this conversation with someone yesterday because they were asking me if I knew about, I don't even remember what it was, asking if I knew something was going on. Did you hear about the blah, blah, blah? And it was something that was a fairly big news story.
Oh, was it The Bachelor?
No, it wasn't The Bachelor. It was
that just happened today.
That was this morning. This was yesterday, and but it happened again this morning about Colton the Bachelor coming out.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard about that. And then I remember it was like a not politics, but it was some like a big Washington story. I had no idea. Like I have no, it's not in any of my algorithms.
Isn't it's it not, funny nothing. How that's
I just
changed?
Don't. Yeah, I just don't. Right. I just don't watch news. I don't. It's just I don't know. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. But it's like my stress level's down.
Right. Yeah. I'm not watching. I'm not. I disconnected from a lot of things. I have to say because I right now my TV viewing, is it Discovery Plus?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have Hulu. I don't watch regular TV. I have. Not Sling. I have Sling, so I can get a couple channels, but I rarely watch it. But it's, $30 a month, I think, for that, right? And I can get about everything that I needed with it, and that's cool. But Discovery Plus, I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not very expensive at all for the annual. And I found a show in there called Dead Files.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, back to that again. Here I go, back to true crime, right?
Dead Files. I remember watching that when it was on Discovery ID or whatever.
It's a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And an investigator.
Have you ever watched that before?
Never.
Oh, it's been around for about, I remember 8 or 9 years ago watching it.
It's still now.
It's awesome.
And so I started from the beginning. And anyway,
I love him. I love the cop.
I do too.
The detective. Yeah, he's
retired
awesome.
Retired New York City police investigator.
Total stereotypical detective. Retired detective from New York City. Yes.
And so they go into a place where somebody's having problems with, they're not sure what the history is. And he approaches these paranormal things from a very,
cerebral.
I want to use? Cerebral. That's the word. Yeah. And she goes in for walks. She walks through the house separate of him doing investigation on the house and them come together. And it blows my mind.
It's a brilliant concept for a show.
It really is.
And I love it that I mean, every episode that I've ever seen, it's like at the end, he comes around. It's not comes around. It's like she's not trying to convince him of anything, but it's never like he'll debunk a lot of the things that she says with actual facts of things that happened in the cases, mm-hmm. but also flip it around too. And he gets converted too.
He bolsters her sometimes. Mm-hmm. He'll say, well, actually, so-and-so lived here and he killed so-and-so. And then the family did this and da, da, da. And she was feeling these same things. And then she sees people or visions in her mind and she goes with the sketch artist and then they show the sketch. Some are really freaky because it's like the ghost is like hanging around somebody, you know, like a little kid ghost hanging on somebody's arm. And then it's like that kid's with you all the time.
How she does that. I don't know how Rihanna does it, how Psychic Andy used to do it, where they could close their eyes and take like how you can trust that image that's coming to you. Because it's like as soon as my eyes close, it is an absolute shit show. Like it is. I'm walking. If I would do a walkthrough, be like, I'm seeing. Hold on, let me close my eyes. I am seeing a skateboard and there is a duck and a beaver and they're humping.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you guys? Does that mean anything at all? One of them has a life jacket on.
It means you're not a psychic.
It means I'm not. It means get out of my house.
But yeah, that show has consumed me and a couple movies. I'm waiting for June because that's when the next season of Yellowstone comes out. So I'm waiting for that because then I'll jump back on Philo, which is where I can watch Yellowstone.
And is Discovery Plus HGTV?
I don't know.
I think it is. Because I know Chip and JoJo have a show on Discovery Plus.
I think yeah.
So I think some of those shows have transitioned over. So if you could just get Discovery Plus, which you can,
yeah,
and if Bravo had like its monthly $20 to watch Bravo, that's the only thing we ever watch, Discovery and Bravo.
That's so funny because of all the things you have maintained is Bravo. Mm-hmm. Your carryover.
I attribute my stress reduction into just Bravo.
Yeah.
Just, we just sit and we just watch Bravo and that's it.
I get it. I totally get it.
Because no matter what, if I watch the news or if I watch what's going on, it's not going to change what's going on. No. So it's like, why get all worked up like I used to?
Ignorance is bliss.
100%. That's my motto, man. It's like, what?
I just recently, you know, like, and I'm peripherally following some stories. I know some people are probably thinking, how irresponsible of you.
Right.
There's so much going on. You need to dive in. You should, you know, that. And I'm all about, if you want to look into things, that's awesome. I am all about not listening to talking heads. Let's just put it that way. So if I see a story, I'll go look it up myself. I'm not going to sit here and wait for someone else to tell me what's going on.
That's
right?
Just a character trait. That's not, ain't nobody going to tell me.
I ain't just going to sit here and listen.
Ain't no man.
I didn't say that.
And maybe it has something to do with what we did for a living for so long, because that was our job to be a little bit about everything. And it's exhausting.
It was a lot. You're right. It is exhausting. And you didn't realize it at the time because it just kind of creeps up on you. And pretty soon you're trying to watch 27 different channels. Heard somebody mention a TV show that I haven't seen in forever. I don't even know if the network still exists. Behind the Music on VH1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because somebody was mentioning they just saw on YouTube, they found like a plethora of them because they were watching the one about DMX because he passed away last week. And his life story. And a lot of people make assumptions about him. And I've seen a couple of people come forward talking about him. And I knew some things about him. And I know that he had some great music in the 90s. And now I know a lot more about him. And there was one person who came forward. I can't remember who it was, but he said, he's talking about the media and he's talking about the establishment, like the culture of the music industry and such. They wouldn't let him forget that he went to jail, that he did drugs, that he did this, all these things. And he robbed people when he was a kid. And they would never let him forget because he turned his life around and became deeply religious. He had 15 kids, too, but he turned his life around.
I don't think you can anymore. Unfortunately, this day and age, you're not allowed to. You aren't allowed to change. It seems like you can't. If whoever you were, and not everybody,
but
some people, if you are who you were back when in your teens and 20s, it doesn't matter if that was 20 years ago and you've completely changed. You cannot get.
They won't.
Society won't let you get past it.
DMX, former drug dealer, or you know what I mean. They're always going to attach that tag. Mm-hmm. And hearing his story, which because of this podcast, that's what made me think. It's kind of funny that you brought up what you did, of all the things that I haven't been paying attention to. But his life story, when he was a small child, he was abused by his mother, and he basically had to start stealing to eat because nobody was taking care of him.
Yeah,
and when he was 14, he was stealing at that time, and he had people he hung out with, and one of them was an adult. I'm thinking he was an older teenager, but I may be wrong, but I think it was an adult. And anyway, he was smoking pot, he was stealing, that's what he was doing at 14. The first time he ever had, I believe it was either crack cocaine, I think is what it was, is his friend gave him pot. It was laced with crack.
Oh, that's
he didn't even know it was. And so he said to do that to a kid, who does that to a kid, 14 years old, by somebody that he trusts.
Right.
And so that's when he really, as if his trust wasn't broken by his mother, then it happens again. And he did have, you know, bouts with jail and back and forth and all this other stuff. But I just thought it was kind of interesting. There's so much more to his story. And this podcast bringing this up about the Behind the Music. I was like, God, is VH1 even around anymore?
I think it is.
Are you guys, look it up. We need our fact checker in here is what we need. Where's Nick when you need him?
I don't know.
But
yeah, I think VH1 is still around.
It's got to be. I think so. It's just, it's kind of like MTV that they just don't play music anymore, right?
It's still around. And they actually do play music.
Oh, do they?
They do play music.
Interesting.
They have some reality shows on there. And,
okay, there you go.
Yeah, like RuPaul's Drag Race, Basketball Wives, shows like that.
Okay.
But yeah, they play more music than MTV.
I thought that was kind of interesting because I was like, wow, I hadn't even thought about that. And then that got me Okay, so you know, you get to those pages, you start doing those searches, and you start seeing other related stories or other stories in the entertainment industry. And totally forgot about the Kim Kardashian-Kanye divorce.
That was how can you forget about
off
that?
My radar.
That's it's, like right there. How can you forget about that guy?
Isn't it over yet? I mean, for they said they're following the prenup.
Yeah, that's
it's irreconcilable differences. It's amicable. They're going to part their ways. He's filed for joint custody. I did see that. In case you're wondering, the kids are now 7, 5, 3, and 23 months.
Okay, so
just
two. Five or above, give it a shove. It's two.
So I saw that story. There was some, I haven't been watching the Kardashians. Do you watch the Kardashians?
Watch the Kardashians. So E be another channel we need to have. We need to have
Bravo
it. So
and E.
Bravo and E so we can get, and Lifetime because of Married at First Sight. But so those three. So never mind. We'll just screw it. We'll just keep Hulu. At this point, I've just listed off four different.
You never know. You might check Sling. You might just check it. You
maybe.
Might just see because they do. They've kind of amped it up a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a little bit better than it was.
I don't know. Married at First Sight is a great. I know we've talked about it before, but it's just a great show. It's an absolute just science project.
Go through the just real quick, just to remind me.
They of what the show is about.
Yeah, because I think how do they?
They have experts. They have psychiatrists and doctors that place people together, a matchmaker, and they don't see each other till they get married. So they walk out the big reveal, and then it's the next 8 weeks of honeymoon, getting to know you, get marriage, this, and then at that you have decision day whether you're going to stay married or get a divorce. And it's there's a guy I don't even know his name, jerk, we'll call him. on this season, that he is just an absolute. When you're watching a show with someone that is just an overt just narcissist,
yeah,
it's so infuriating because you just want to choke him. Quick little thing. He got married at first sight, and as soon as they got married,
that's what the show's called. Thank God.
Ironically, and so they got married to whatever her name is, Lucky. We'll call her Lucky because she's out of it now.
Lucky and Jerk got married.
Right. So. While they're still like on their honeymoon or before they went on their honeymoon. During the honeymoon, found out that his ex-fiance was 6 weeks pregnant. So he slid into her DMs about 6 weeks before he got married at first sight, knowing he was going to get married at first sight, still did it. So found out he's pregnant. So he's okay, well, I'm excited. I'm going to have a baby, whatever. So he then tells his new wife about it. Tells Lucky because she's out of it, not because of this. But then when they get back, he then buys his baby mama a brand new Mercedes because she's a queen and queen's carrying his prince or princess, whatever.
Okay.
And so the therapist, obviously, like, this is a problem. Like, taking care of your kid is one thing, but buying your baby mama a Mercedes brand new.
While your new wife is standing right next to you.
Yeah, when she's 8 months pregnant, 8 weeks pregnant, right?
Yeah.
And ended up IRL had a miscarriage. Oh. So didn't even have, ended up not having the baby. Then this came out afterwards.
Yeah.
But then he's looking in the camera, talking to the therapist. He's like, listen, he goes to the therapist. It's funny to see this. He's a great therapist on there, but he gets so frustrated. His glasses like steam up and he's steamed up and he's asking him what he's thinking. What are you thinking? And Jerk says, I mean, I even invited her to come with me to buy the car. And he's like, he's a minister. He's a Pastor Cal. Pastor Cal.
He invited
Pastor
his Cal, new wife.
He invited his new wife to go with him and his baby mama to buy. And he goes, and she goes, but she refused. He goes, so that's on her. And Pastor Cal's like, you're done.
That's it.
You're not even going to make it to decision. So that's what I mean. I love shows like that because it's, you can't write that.
No, that's true.
And it's better than watching any news.
If you did, nobody would pay for
it. Nobody, no. And the
they
people
say, this
like,
won't work.
It's a fairy tale.
This is stupid.
Happen.
This is dumb.
So I
saw that. And what else did I see this last weekend? Oh, the Meghan Markle thing. That whole debacle. Because we knew when Prince Philip died, because she had the interview with Oprah.
Yeah.
When they recorded that interview, he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's when she was calling him a racist. Mm-hmm. Hinting.
That's
dropping breadcrumbs, spilling tea.
That's rough.
About her husband's family. And at the same time, he was in the hospital. And then he got out of the hospital. Then the interview hit. And wow, he got sick again.
Mm-hmm.
And then he died. And then she wasn't going to go to the funeral because she said her doctor said she can't travel because of the baby. But her friends are now whispering, apparently that's not true, that she had no interest in going back because she didn't want this to be all about her when she went back. And
is Harry going to go back?
He did.
He went back. Okay.
But so she didn't make the trip. And so when I'm listening to this, I'm just like, I can't believe this. And one of the comments, one of the podcasters, well, now she's gotten two of the men out of the castle. And it's like, oh my God, that's terrible. But just the thought.
I wouldn't have wanted her to go with me. If I was Harry, I'd be like, dude, just stay. Cause it's going to be a disaster. And I don't want the pressure. Want to hang out with my buddies for going back home for a while. Just stay here.
Just want to go. That's it. I think William put out a statement that he and Catherine were going to continue living the life that his grandfather wanted for them, mm-hmm. and serving the queen, kind of like a stab in the back to his brother. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, that is just like, that's just crazy town. But she literally did all that while he was sick and was calling him a racist and saying that there were questions about her son. And the funny, this thought went through my head and I'm just like, oh my God. Cause I'm like, well, actually it's really not his grandson because I don't think Harry's actually Will's brother. Half brother, I think, right?
Yeah.
So not really royal bloodline. Yeah. There's not a straight line.
No, I think a bodyguard got one past the goalie. You know what I mean?
It looks exactly
like him. Like, what a second.
And apparently Prince Charles put a statement out. I think it was Charles that did. He was kind of alluding to her, but not specifically, so nobody can really pin it on him. But he just made mention of the fact of calling attention to yourself because of the position you hold and not because of who you are.
Ooh.
That nobody cares. They wouldn't care who you are if you didn't hold that position.
Right. That is very true.
And that's where it's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't have shocked me at all if Harry had gone back and just didn't come back.
Just stays behind the walls of Windsor. Where's Harry? I don't know.
No, I'm not going back.
Went into the garden and never came back.
I'm not going back to that.
Grandma, I don't want to go back.
I don't want to go back. But I mean, some of these stories, like, wow, what have I been missing? There has been
nothing. Like, honestly, we haven't been missing anything. It's nothing of substance.
But it was fun to kind of go down that rabbit hole just for a little bit. I think that's probably the attraction of Bravo and E! Is because you get to watch other people
that are just ridiculous.
Yeah, fighting their own little shit show.
Absolutely.
And it's like,
ridiculous.
You know what? I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing good.
If for nothing, it helps you realize that you're okay. Everything's okay.
Right?
Yes.
Right. So there you go.
So that's it.
There's your PSA.
There we go. There's our update on what's going on socially.
Well, kind of.
402-403-9478. Feel free to send us a text or slide into our DMs. Thanks for listening.
Pat and JT Podcast. Hood at Media Production.